Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Herb Upton, the Vice President of Hard Surface Flooring with Shaw Industries. Herb, how you doing?
Doing great, Kemp. I hope you're doing well.
I am. Sounds like you came to work today. I know at Shaw, some people are coming to work. Some people are still working at the home. I wanted to catch up with you on this announcement last week that Shaw is going to invest $20 million in SPC capacity in Ringgold, Georgia. We'll get into that in just a second. First, a little background on you. Herb, you've jumped around a lot, haven't you? You've been at Shaw Industries your whole life.
Absolutely. For most of my life, it's been with Shaw. I've been very fortunate to be with this company.
Yeah, I'm joking. You're 26 and a half years at Shaw. You finished school. You went to Georgia Tech, and then you got an MBA. Congratulations on that tenure.
Like I said, I'm fortunate, and it feels like yesterday. Can't tell how much I'm grateful for the company I work for.
If you look at the people that have had this role of Vice President of Hard Surface Flooring, that was something that Scott Sandlin had for a while, and then Pete Doshea had that job. Now you've got it, right?
Yes, I've had the fortunate opportunity to be mentored and coached both under Scott and Pete and many other leaders within Shaw and learned a lot. We've grown with this business. I originally started with the company in a fiber extrusion mill in Thompson, Georgia. Yep. So I've been able to grow with the company. It's been a fun ride.
Yeah. I mean, if you've been at Shaw for 26 and a half years, you would have to have been in the carpet business because that's where they got their start, right?
We were not at the time had the plan to be in hard surfaces. So to be a part of this growth and this expansion has been very rewarding.
Yeah. Well, tell us about this decision to invest another $20 million, because this is incremental. You've started the Ringgold facility back, what, in 16?
Absolutely. This is actually our fourth expansion at our Ringgold LVT facility and the second phase of adding SPC capacity. One of our corporate strategic initiatives is to remain the market leader in North American LVT. Mm-hmm. Our Ringgold facility is currently one of few facilities that under one roof in North America that we manufacture all the major LVT platforms, including flexible, WPC, and SPC.
Okay.
It's important that we have these capabilities in North America that are reflective or indexed to our overall LVT portfolio.
Yeah.
SPC will continue to grow in the market, and we plan to grow with it.
Well, one more little piece of trivia, if you don't mind me throwing out. This used to be a Salem carpet plant, and then it was Shaw's rug plant, and now it's your LVT plant, and you can see it from the interstate because it's got a huge tower you had to build to pull this off, right?
Absolutely. So much as the flooring industry has taken a journey, so is this building. And it's proudly displayed on I-75 on the tower with our Shaw logo, and proud to employ the associates and be part of that community in Ringgold.
Okay, so you say you make all three types of LVT, but this investment is on SPC. Is that because it's the fastest growing?
Absolutely. And let's talk about the journey within this LVT site. We first started off in 2016 and 17 with flexible LVT.
Yeah.
With the U.S. Floors acquisition, we expanded those capacities to include WPC production. Last year, we put in initial SPC production.
Okay.
So, again, we want to make sure that we're indexed and reflective of our product portfolio, and SPC expansion was the next turn of the wheel. We're very bullish on where rigid core will go next year and the next few years, and SPC will be a driver of that.
Okay. Now, it's no secret that the domestic producers have struggled ramping up rigid LVT production in the States. How did Shaw overcome this?
Well, no doubt there's been many challenges and learnings associated with these LVT startups in North America.
Mm-hmm.
The product and the process technologies over the last 4 years have changed at a hyper rapid rate. At Shaw, one of our key strategies is to have the technical know-how in supporting these LVT expansions. We've been very intentional to build a diverse technical and manufacturing team to lead these investments. You know, we've searched throughout the flooring industry and quite honestly throughout the globe to ensure we have the right talent and experience to make sure that we are the industry leader. We're proud of our operations team in Ringgold. They've achieved and accomplished many things, and we're making another bet, and we know that they'll deliver. But the key has been, really, Kemp, is to make sure that we have that intellectual knowledge technically to start these operations up and produce the different products it's been changing. And so there have been in the past with other manufacturers that some of the technologies have become obsolete even in a short period of time. So staying ahead of the curve, looking around the corner, and making sure you have the best people to pull this off has been our success.
Well, I don't want to get in the weeds on this, but isn't it true that when we first started to look at manufacturing this here in the States, we were looking at long ranges? I think that was kind of the European way of doing it. And then the Chinese taught us that the batch process is the better way of doing it. And so that's kind of what you've converted to, right?
That's correct. Some of our equipment is more batched, cell-operated type manufacturing shop floor layouts. But also, don't underestimate, there has been a continuous manufacturing twist on this in which continuous operations, even within SBC, have provided some better economics in which you can go from a three-step process down to a two-step process. It makes a world of difference, and quite honestly, it allows North America to be more competitive from that manufacturing perspective.
Yeah. Let's get off this focus on the plant for a second. Let me just ask you a question about LVT and the market overall. You know, with this elimination of the exclusion to the Section 301 tariffs, that means the price of Chinese-made rigid LVT has gone up 25%. Do you think that price increase is going to perhaps stunt the growth of LVT?
Obviously, the tariffs have been on and they've been off, yeah. You know, with the recent exclusions. And then, of course, those exclusions expiring back on August the 8th. But it's in our opinion that LVT, even, you know, with these price increases, provides a value proposition, yeah, for the consumer. It's a trusted and tested product that will continue to grow in the upcoming years. So we're very bullish on the LVT growth as we go into the year. We obviously have to adjust supply chains and pricing because of the tariff exclusions expiring, but we're still bullish on LVT, and it's going to continue to grow in the next coming years.
All right, this $20 million investment, how long is it going to be before that investment starts affecting your output?
With this expansion, we're going to come online in first quarter of 2021, right after Christmas. Equipment has been on order, and our engineering teams are already working on that expansion plan and what we need to do from a building and shop floor perspective. As we start into the first quarter of 2021, it'll take the rest of the year to fully recognize all the production, and we'll commence in the first quarter of 2022. So it's going to be a busy year next year for our group. They've been tasked with this before, and we know they'll deliver.
Now, this is for both commercial and residential out of this plant, right?
That's correct. We'll be doing all channels, both in the residential channels and commercial channels, for this product production.
Okay, Herb, thanks for the update on your investment in increasing your SBC capacity here in the United States. Again, been talking to Herb Upton, the Vice President of Hard Surface Flooring for Shaw, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.